Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello and welcome in to you and yours. To the Eric Zane Show podcast. The daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. If you want to pick up something that you can take over to Silver Lake and then go flying through the air with the greatest of ease, all you do is go to Impact Power Sports MI.com for more information, or go visit them on 14 Mile Road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. They are awesome. You can pick up an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, side-by-side, e-bike, maybe a scooter. How about a scooter? Remember the days when I had the scooter? I sold that to Gabe the Honduran. I wonder if that's still around. Gabe, let us know. Reach out to me. Text me. Jeremy says, Rockford, notoriously south of the hard living line. Yeah, Rockford's nowhere near the hard living line. That's good living. That's soft living line. Rockford, wonderful community. Earners live in Rockford, Michigan. So anyway, Impact, they have a full service department. If anything goes wrong, you can reach out to them and they'll help you in any way, shape, or form on your existing gear that you have. Okay, I'm going to get right to it. Dear Meathead is no more. Ladies and gentlemen, I am sad to report that we have done our last Dear Meathead. And I know that might come as a shock to some of you, but as you know, it's been kind of bopping around in my head that, I don't know, so I just had a conversation with Joanne, and I said, darling, what do you think? And she goes, yeah, it's getting close. I said, I thought so. So, she goes, well, he still wants to hear from you. I go, well, of course. And I'll always call. I'll always visit. I mean, come on. It's my dad. I don't want you to get the impression that I was just doing this just because, you know, contrary to what some of the former Zaniacs will think, I love my dad. And I want, and that's why, this has been going around in my head. I just had the idea that maybe it's best to just ride off into the sunset on this deal. So, yeah, I was talking to her, and then I talked to him after. And, yeah, he's definitely on the decline. And I don't know where this takes us. You know, this is uncharted territory. I remember my grandmother died of Alzheimer's, but it seemed like it was a much more... it was a quicker progression, so I'm not sure what exactly is going on. But one thing is clear. It just seems to be quite a challenge to keep the focus. And I just didn't want him to look bad or be embarrassed. And I was starting to get the impression that he's doing a little bit, because he's pretty sharp when it comes to acting. Like, a lot of time he'll act like he remembers something, and then hopefully over time the blanks will fill in. And I think that that's becoming harder and harder for him to do. And the last thing I want him to do is be like white knuckling it while I'm talking to him. I have to remind him more and more of things that are happening. I have to remind him more and more about who I am. So, you kind of know. And that is the decision that I've made, we have made. So, we will be able to enjoy him, the old replays going back. But, I mean, Dear Meathead goes back to shortly. Okay, so back when I was on with Greg and Chris, you know, he would be on. And then if he was on, it was a goddamn show. I mean, if my dad happened to join us on the air on GRD, it was like, oh, my God, guess what? My dad's going to call in. So that was huge. He loved it. And then the as time passed and I went across the street to BBL, and the idea was floated about doing Dear Meathead. That took off like a bat out of hell. People were calling in and asking him questions. Ben says Father's Day segments with my dad were always hilarious. Chris says the quote, speak some of your devil talk for us. Chris says on WBBL, he started off as a real feisty character. Yeah, I remember that dad. He almost thought that he had to put on an act. And I said, nah, don't do that. Just be you. I was in that studio at WBBL when I was talking to him on the phone, not on the air, when he said, Dad, he said, son, I have dementia. I've been told I have dementia. And I was like, uh-oh. And that seems so long ago, you know. But here we are now to this day. And I never wanted to see this day come, but here we are. Chris says, or Jeremy says, the old family feuds with Rob, Joanne, Queen of the Forest. God, that was fun. On WBBL, he started, okay, I already read that one. That book of his quotes is going to be a New York Times bestseller. Yeah, I believe so. He's said some legendary things over the years. I could kind of compile them just like Yogi Berra. You know, all the things that he would say, Rubenisms, Meatheadisms. Becky writes, thank you for sharing him with us over the years. He is a genuinely beautiful soul. Echoed by Jeremy, we appreciate you sharing your dad with us, EZ, but you have to do what's best for him. Kenny adds, we never wanted this day to come either, but you're putting your dad first, and that's, of course, the best thing you can do. And yes, thank you. Love your dad. You're at a time. I don't know if everybody is who's in here is aware of the moment when years ago he was on here and he was said, oh yeah, our TV went out, guy. A TV went out. And by the time the segment was done, Kenny had like ordered them a TV and was having it delivered. And then, you know, all the crew pooled their money together and to like pay for it. And so the day comes that it is to be delivered. And by the way, they were like, oh my God, they were like, so they couldn't believe it. And so Kenny on the phone, though, I guess somehow it was revealed that, first of all, Kenny writes, he was so amazed when it was sitting outside his front door. Yeah, Dad didn't really understand how the internet worked and how quickly that could happen. Bob says, now what are the keyboard warriors going to complain about since you won't be exploiting your dad anymore? Well, there was only one person who ever said anything bad about that. That was the wife of Stafford Township Commissioner Paul Creer, Kate Creer. Kate was the one who would make that comment, and she was like the biggest fan of Dear Meathead before she got butt hurt. And then as soon as she got her feelings hurt, then she was like, oh my God, he's exploiting his father. MAGA forever. I love Trump. He's disgusting. Kate. Fucking giant-hipped whore. Corey describes that as part of the slippery slope of the Zaniacs, the TV. Yeah, absolutely. To be sure. But Kenny was, as you know, is one of us, despite his occasional mingling with those disgusting slobs. That's okay. We'll look past that. You're too sweet of a soul to let that get in the way. But then the moment where Kenny realized, because Joanne said that the TV was a little bit too big, and Kenny was beside him, so, oh my God, it's too big. Ow, in my back. Shit. Chris D suggests that the former Zaniacs will say he kicked his own dad off his show. What we gonna do? Poor Kenny. Corey says Kate is a stupid hippo-shaped loudmouth bitch. Yes, but she's also a coward, you know? I mean, she is an absolute hider. Okay? An absolute cowardice to the extreme. And she backs down quite easily. All you got to do is confront her, and she's just like, shrinking violet. Tyler says, didn't Meathead return the TV and buy groceries with the money? No. Just got a smaller TV, if I remember correctly. So, all right, that's going to do it. That, unfortunately, the end of Dear Meathead. I cannot believe I said that. It has been an odd 24 hours for your old pal, EZ. First of all, and I talked about this on the Patreon yesterday after this show, I laid down for a nappy poo and completely forgot that Tuesdays at 2 p.m. I have Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian Blatt. Didn't even think about it. So I wake up at 4 to a message, yeah, we're all ready to go. Where are you? I'm like, uh-oh. That's not good. Boy, when you sleep through something, you sure feel like a piece of shit, don't you? That is, that's ugly. So then I'm like regrouping. I go into damage control mode. Apologies, sorries. Hey, that's okay. It happens. One of those deals. Carl's like, where are you? I'm like, God damn it, I'm so sorry. He goes, yeah, we're going to have to talk to HR about this. Oh, shit. By the way, October 25th at the Magic Bag in Royal Oak, Michigan, in Detroit. The Magic Bag Easy and Who Are These Podcasts Live. Get your tickets. I don't know where. Go to Carl's website, whoarethese.com, and it'll tell you where to go. Anyway, get tickets for that and hang out with me. It'll be so much fun. And I won't be hanging out backstage. I'll be hanging out with you. So go buy a ticket. And Jeremy, I'm talking to you because I know you're like crossover audience. Chris might be crossover audience too. How many of you actually listen to Who Are These Podcasts? Jeremy said, Drew insists that there was 10 tickets left. Well, buy them. You dumb fuck. You should do Freeburn Hot Wings, What Goes in the Fridge, LOL. If you can't get a ticket, let me know, and I'll get you in. So with the talk about oversleeping yesterday, what better, I mean, if you're going to oversleep on like in the middle of the day like that, which is just ridiculous. The fact that I got done with this show and then went back to bed, jammy time, you know? Bruce and I wake up like, what? I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Where are we? The only, and then I follow that up with And Blue State Rob with a compliment says it led to a great Patreon where Blue State Rob on the Patreon got referred to as a cock by my lovely wife. Holy shit. That was awesome. So, all right. I finished the day yesterday. I got a few chores done, so I felt good about that. I'm like, all right. Jeremy now informs me it's sold out. You waited too long. Got my chores done. Felt good about that. Got a couple things taken care of. All right. Got some momentum. Go nighty night. And then I wake up Wednesday morning and it's daylight out. I have overslept again. I'm supposed to wake up at 5:20 to do my radio show on Q100, Northern Michigan's Q100. And it's 6:20. Now, here's how this works. In the studio in Grayling, Michigan, there's automation that's playing music up until 6 a.m. And once it hits 6 a.m., something happens via the computer, which puts the control of that studio right here. And when that is handed off to me, I'm seated right here and I roll my music and I say, "Welcome to the Insane Asylum. Here's one from Joe Cocker." And then I play the music and then the show is off and rolling. Okay. But if there's no one here, it's just going to be silence. So that's what it was. And I wake up. So from 6 to 6:18, there was nothing on the radio. Actually, about 6:06 to 6:18, there was nothing. Silence. And Matt Kuipers, Kevin Kuipers' brother, less retarded brother, sent, because he listens. He goes, "Dead air. Silence." I'm like, uh-oh. And I'm like, shit, fuck, son of a bitch. God damn it. And so I come running in here and hit a song. Oh, fuck. That's another bad feeling. So that's now 2 days in a row. I mean, this is getting ugly. So I was playing catch up all morning long. I don't know if any of the brass at Q100 noticed. Okay. I think typically if there's silence, there's like a silence alarm that goes off on people's phones. Technology. I don't know how that works. But I didn't hear anything. So as far as I'm concerned, that didn't happen. Reason for the oversleeping. Well, I just didn't set the alarm. But I might not have... Chris writes, "I'm not sure if they noticed, so here I go on a live stream to talk about it." I went to bed feeling quite bad about myself, though. On a day where I was talking about how good I felt about getting complimented by Pooh Bear and Charity Scam Mike that I look like I've lost some weight, this happened. What I'm about to tell you, and this is absurd. I did my requisite fasting yesterday. I went about 16 and a half hours. I usually like to do about 18. I had some pieces of cheese, believe it or not. And I always kind of like ravage the food when I eat it. So I pretty much inhale some pieces of cheese. Some Colby Jack and some Pepper Jack cheese. Probably too much. And then I wash that down. The thing about me when I eat is I will kind of pair my foods. They're pretty much the oddest pairings. Because as I was finishing up my last piece of cheese, I was reaching for the Raisin Bran Crunch. That's right. Cheese and then Raisin Bran Crunch with whole milk. Three bowls. Now, this is not sensible. None of this is. I had gotten into a spot where I was doing okay, where in addition to fasting, I wouldn't eat like a cocksucker. But yesterday was not that day. So I fasted and then started to eat like a dick. 3 bowls of Raisin Bran Crunch. Big bowls. And I'm like, God damn it. Then I went upstairs, brushed my teeth, and went to bed. Slept through Christian's show. As Kenny writes, the other day I had some extra sharp cheddar and then strawberry yogurt followed by ice cream. Okay. All right. You and I are brothers in fat because of that and what I'm about to tell you. Because the Raisin Bran Crunch, it was just an appetizer. I've got you all beat. After I got done with my chores, I said, all right, it's 8 o'clock. I'm going to have my last thing to eat, and that's it. And I had some leftover Slaughter the Turks Armenian meatballs and spaghetti. So I had like 2-3 meatballs, the sauce, and the spaghetti. And then Pooh Bear was having a bowl of ice cream. And I'm like, God damn it, I want a bowl of ice cream. I'm going to have a bowl of ice cream, and then that's it. It's pretty much been a shit show the whole day. Typically, I like to eat lighter. Maybe have a smoothie of good things in it and not all this garbage. What's the point of fasting if you're going to eat like a fucking cock in the other times? The Fabricator 101 says, did you shit your pants? No, but I did feel a little loose in the bowels. I didn't feel great. I'm going to have some ice cream. Now, the ice cream container has a max capacity of 1.5 quarts of ice cream. So it is a half quart away from a half gallon. There was one serving of ice cream gone from it. Roughly 2/3 of a cup was consumed already out of this 1.5 quart container of chocolate purple cow ice cream. There's 9 servings per container, which means there's 8 servings left. It is 170 calories per serving. Right now, there is an empty container in the garbage. I ate every bit of that shit, which is 1,360 calories of ice cream. Stevie says, it's empty now. Maureen said, you did not eat it all. Yeah, I ate every goddamn bit of it. And the thing is, I pulled out a pretty big bowl of it. And when I had it in there in the bowl, I was like, boy, okay, now put the rest away. And I didn't put it away. So I'm eating ice cream with the remaining ice cream still in that 1.5 quart container. And so I ate that. And then the cat is like, wow, because the cat likes it when I'm done. He'll lick the inside of the bowl. So he's like, okay, you're done. Wow, get the fuck out of the way. And I was like, fuck you. No, I'm not. So then I opened up the lid of the container and I scooped out like another peel of it and put it in the bowl. So I ate that, and then I said, ah, fuck it. And then I just opened up the lid and started to eat it right out of the container. Now, I've probably got about 3 servings of it left. I've eaten probably 5 servings. And now I can see the bottom of the container, and I started to feel bad. And I said, there's only one thing to do, and that is eat it all. And I murdered it. Just shy of an entire container of ice cream. Typically, I get, if I'm behaving, about 1,000 to 1,200 calories in a day. Yesterday was not that day because in that sitting, I took in 1,360 calories. Holy fuck. So rest assured, that's a full-on fall off the wagon. But my theory is this. When you're doing what I'm doing, I think that it's important to actually go out of your way to fall off the wagon. It kind of centers you. At least that's what I'm telling myself to make myself be able to look at my fucking fat face in the mirror. Because right now, I feel like I'm really aggressive today on my fighting the good fight and doing the right thing. I basically can fast. I would have to fast for like three straight days in order to balance the effects of what I did last night at 8:30 at night. Holy shit. Maureen adds, this is why a good part of dieting is mental. Gotta change your self-talk. I'm not sure what you mean by that. What do you mean by I gotta change my self-talk? Chris says, block of cheese and jug of ice cream, the Wisconsin dairy diet. Tyler adds, did you chase it with another odd, easy pairing like two slices of pepper jack? And then he throws in, I too have been at the crossroads of, well, I can see the bottom. I've already come this far. I need to finish the mission. Describing eating ice cream as finishing the mission is terrific. Maureen says what she meant was what you tell yourself, like might as well finish it all. No, I'm glad I did it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I felt bad, but I don't know. Donko says, yep, every once in a while, you just got to say fuck it and eat like a hog. Chris suggests that I need it for carb loading for the Grand Rapids half in October. I am not running the Grand Rapids half marathon. So that was exceptional. For those of you watching the show on Facebook and YouTube, thank you so much for being here. Even the hate audience members. There's a lot of hate audience right now. I don't know if you know this, but the quickest way to wind these dumb fucks up is to do what I've done for years, and that is say anything sideways about free beer and hot wings. People get so pissed off at me when I do that. Holy cow. All I did was pointed out that they did topics like buttons in the 1980s pressed differently than buttons of today. And who has a nightstand but doesn't put anything in the drawers? Those are actual things that they talked about on the show. And all I did was say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is how you get to be a Hall of Fame radio show or whatever the fuck they are. And oh my God, people got so pissed off. There was, it was Linda who tipped me off to this morning. And I hadn't seen it. And she wrote, I'm assuming you saw this, but just in case. She screenshotted because it's not there anymore. Somebody deleted it. Someone wrote, I'm newish to the show. What's with the Eric Zane guy bad-mouthing Freebird and Hot Wings show a few days ago? And right away, people said, hear me out, just a theory. The post was made by Zane just to get people to look him up and get his show more attention. And so I saw that and I wrote, no, but I can certainly understand why you would think that, because I would say 50% of the people that posted on it were saying, she's like, oh, this is Zane. This is Zane. And so someone even tagged me and said, hey, Zane, is this you? And I said, no, but I certainly understand why you think that. It seems like something I would do. It seems like something that I would say. And I said, no, it's not me. And then, you know, you get the requisite people beating the shit out of me for God knows what. And then all of a sudden it disappeared. But no, I didn't. I did not do that. If I want to post anything on the Segment 18 group, I'll just post it. I don't have any problem with anybody over there. If anybody wants to throw me under the bus for speaking the truth, well, I'm sorry. It's the way it goes. Sorry, not sorry. You're listening to a show that says, yeah, hey, let's break down how buttons push. What? And I get more and more heat every day about who are these free beers, and it's going to continue now even more so because much to Ben Glaze's chagrin, that is now a weekly feature on who are these free beers. I'm going to cut you folks loose on Facebook and YouTube in a second, but...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Corey writes, speaking of fat, how is free beer? I don't think he's fat anymore. He had been bragging for months now that he's lost a ton of weight or something like that. Chris writes, there was a surprising number of Zane defenders on that post. Yeah, I actually saw that. I saw, what's his name? Was it Jason Voss? Was that his name? V-O-S-S. Was on there. Gabe Castillo, friend of the show. He's the guy who bought my scooter off me, speaking of the scooter. But whatever. I don't give a shit. I was actually excited that somebody, if someone talks to me on there, that is true. I get a bump if people mention me. But I don't have the energy to do fake account and post there. I probably would have done that like 5 years ago. But I'm too goddamn busy to worry about that shit, frankly. Someone's going to do it. I don't need to do it. Whenever anybody wants to stir up the pot there and they throw my name out there, it is absolutely a bona fide hornet's nest. Why it was deleted, I don't know. I do know that the guy who runs that page is a dude named Will Monroe, and I talked to him. I was like, hey, what's going on? One time I talked to him and said, hey, what is going on over there? Why? What have I done to make all these people hate me? I think what it is they take it very personally when I pick on free beer and hot wings, and that's understandable, I guess. Maybe that is it. I would guess that has a lot to do with it. But you know, come on now. Anybody who doesn't feel the way I do you. Feel like I do about how boring that show is just fucking lying to themselves. Anyway, excuse me. You folks on Facebook, X, YouTube, thank you so much, but I'm cutting you loose. Just a reminder that Patreon is free for 7 days for all of you, unless if you've already had an account. But if you're new, what you do to take part in a Big Fraud Thursday tomorrow, where episode number 25 of Who Are These Free Beers will commence. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up for 7 days free. You do have to put in a payment form when you do that. But all you do is you sign up and then cancel it. And even though you've canceled it, you still get the 7 days free. All right? And then if you like it, and I think you will, after your free trial is done, sign up again for either $5 or $10 a month. That is a 100% guaranteed free 7-day trial to my Patreon. And with 24 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers already in the books, you can get lost. That is literally 24 hours of material for you to digest. And you got to start with one and go all the way to 24. Listen to them in order, and you will hopefully have a realization that you are listening to a show that has duped you and tricked you and brainwashed you into thinking that this is entertainment. It's not. It's a waste of your time. And I will prove that to you if you just try out Who Are These Free Beers on my Patreon to go with all the other content that I have there. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. Also, my free podcast is available. Joe Martinez writes, unless you have 52 fake accounts, then you can get a whole year for free. Thank you. I appreciate you tipping them off, Joe. Whatever. If you're going to work that hard to get it free, you can have it, frankly. Actually, it has some type of like integrated AI deal that somehow knows where you are, that if you attempt to do that, I think it'll weed you out. But if you can do it, great. More power to you. I don't give a fuck. My free podcast that you're enjoying right now on all the platforms, the audio podcast is available wherever you download shows. Sign up, subscribe, rate, and review, and enjoy the free podcast, which is made possible by all of my great sponsors, like that super sweet soul, Joe Martinez. Kenny writes, concerning free beer and hot wings, I firmly believe if you thought it was good, you'd say so. You've said many times that Kelly over there is talented. Yeah, case in point, yesterday they did a segment early in their show, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And it was the young man on the show, he goes by Tommy. He has a birthmark on his back, or so he thought. And I don't want to spoil it for you. You can listen to it on your own. It was quite good. It was a good segment. I enjoyed it. In fact, I listened to it and I said, God damn, if this was a regular thing, I would have nothing to park on. I would have nothing to roast. It was excellent. Easy to listen to. Funny. Felt natural. He is very talented. I'll say this. I think he has leapfrogged Kelly now. Maitland is a lost cause. I'm sorry. All right. I can't do it, folks. He needs to change seats with her. She needs to be seen, not heard. She's like a child. Seen, not heard. My God. Cole says, we'll never listen. Spoil it for us. I will also never listen. Spoil, please. Nah, it's pointless. I don't want to go and break down a good bit, for God's sake. I'll just tell you that it was a good bit. Figure it out. I'm not going to go over it bit blow by blow for you, dumbass. Jeremy says, they mentioned that Tommy's dad is in radio in Grand Rapids. Do you know him? I know of him. He's on one of the Jesus stations. It's called Tommy and Brooke. Used to be on the Top 40 station. And then he went to the Jesus station. Brooke and Tommy. Tommy and Brooke. Yeah. Older fellow like me. All right. There you go. That's going to do it for the crowd on Facebook, X, and YouTube. You want to reach out to me, send an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Bob says Maitland is still better than Steve. Oh, yes, true. But he doesn't need to be on the microphone either. Nor Hot Wings. The show needs to be Free Beer and Kelly, and that's it. Donut Dan says, sorry, I won't listen to punks who sell out their coworkers. All right. the open and live stream of this Wednesday, the 4th of September, Easy Show Podcast. Brought to you today by Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. If you want health care and you're either self-employed or you're in between jobs or the boss just doesn't offer it, get your health care through the government's healthcare.gov, nicknamed Obamacare. This is the way you get your health care these days until further notice. By the way, I think if Trump had his way, he would be done with healthcare.gov. But I'm not really sure on the details on that. If he can, it's a law, the way the healthcare plan is right now. It's not free, but if you qualify, meaning you keep your earnings under a certain threshold, you get a tax subsidy from the government. How does that work? Well, let's say they look at you and you expect a certain amount of refund, all right, from the government. Let's say you get 10 G a year back. The government goes ahead and says, all right, we're going to give him his money every month in insurance premiums. And then the end of the year comes around. You're like, ah, great. Where's my tax refund? And it's pretty much fucking gone. That's how it works in most cases. Some of you won't have to pay it back, but a lot of you will. Anyway, get your health care. Now, anybody can go and just sign up at healthcare.gov, but I need you to reach out to Frank. Okay, he can help you with that every step of the way. No charges for his services always. I've worked with Frank for years in making sure that my health care was up to speed through healthcare.gov. Get more details at buyinsurancehere.com. Jeremy says he'll repeal it and replace it in his first 90 days. Corey says he cannot. He needs Congress to overturn it. He might be able to do that. I guess it depends on how the election goes and how Congress shakes out. At the end of the day, though, fuck it. You'll figure it out. My point is, have Frank help you with anything insurance related. It could be health insurance, home, car, auto, horse, health care, you name it. Buyinsurancehere.com. Aram said, if EZ's old business partners made a stand to protect him, I wonder if the show could have taken its talents across the street. I know this. Radio is kind of in a real rough spot right now. I would love to be a fly on the wall in contract negotiations with the home base station. Because if I'm WGRD, if I'm Town Square Media, I don't pay them a salary. I just make GRD an affiliate and give them the old take it or leave it. And they'll take it. Trust me. They could save themselves about $500,000 a year. All right. Berlin Raceway. We've got racing this weekend at Berlin. I believe that's your final weekend of racing at Berlin. Other than Monster Truck Night, go to BerlinRaceway.com and get your tickets. BerlinRaceway.com, get your tickets. You got parking is free. A little bit more expensive for the ticket for the finale. As the championship will be crowned, I think. Let me double check on that. I'll get back with you on that. But anyway, BerlinRaceway.com for tickets for the finale for the year. Good times at Berlin Raceway. Thank you so much to them, as always, for another successful season. All right, I've got a Pooh Bear update. This just happened. She is known for being an absolute shit show, saying the wrong thing at the wrong time inside of the classroom at the school. Like, put your foot in mouth moments. She is the assistant to this very, very sweet teacher who is a friend of the family, who writes to me at 9:38 this morning. EZ, I fired your wife today. Dinah has a tendency to scare people in there. She gets startled and will scream, and then everybody gets freaked out. I fired your wife today. She screamed, and it made Kenzie and I scream. We are not having it. I wrote, oh my God, why does she do that? Everyone in the house gets freaked out when she does that here. She wrote, well, sorry, you're down in income in the home. Then she follows up. Easy. Holy crap. She just got fired again. She was trying to tell a student that she was going to be tardy, and she said tarded. Oof. Again, this is a special ed classroom. You never want to say tarded minus the re or with the re to start that word. Tarded at any time is never, you can't do that. I wrote, oh my God, she's going to get us all canceled. She wrote, yup. Now, this student that she said it to was not one of the typical special ed students. It was one of the assistants. They're called Lynx. Dan says, I wonder where Pooh Bear gets that from. It's not from me. It's from her mother. I don't know where she gets the saying things like tarted. God knows, I would not say that in a classroom setting. I would say it here, but not in a classroom. Sir Bob writes, that's Riri. Like, if you said that is Riri, I think you could get away with that. That's something that a person could say. Now, on this show, I oftentimes will just say the full word, and everybody gives me shit about it. Kenny says, just say it like Kyle. It's a little Tardsky. Yeah, I can do that. I said the word retarded in front of Maddie's boyfriend the other day, and I thought he was going to lean over from the back seat and punch me in the fucking face. I'm like, oh, God. Young people, you never want to say that. Especially if they're super young. Like Gen Z young. It's like, oh, God. Because I've got like a couple of Gen Xers. No, wait a minute. I'm a Gen X, right? Am I Gen X? Yes. I'm Gen X, and then my kids are millennials. But Madison is Gen Z. Kenny says, could the Dear Meathead segment transfer over to Kyle? Just an idea. Well, you mean like that would involve the audience asking Kyle question. Dear Kyle. Donut Dan says, I think we need to bring that word back. We all know that it does not refer to special people anymore. Jeremy writes, Dear Maddie would be awesome. I don't know that it would. Queen of the Forest would probably accidentally bust out, hey, kids, I brought pop retarts in for everyone today. Kenny says, yeah, why not? He would have some fun answers to some stuff like that. So, Dear Kyle is what you're suggesting. If you have a question for Kyle on Dear Kyle, you'd send it along. Is that what you're telling me? He absolutely would have fun answering those questions. Okay, let's do it. I am open to anything fun. We can start with Dear Kyle when we bring him on tomorrow right here. Why not? As I mentioned, I was getting beaten up on Facebook. There was an attack on me on Reddit, too. And there's one of you I know that has a fake account that posts on there. And so I probably shouldn't even be tipping off, but I'm going to. This person I know is an audience member that is in the audience right now. And gave me a heads up and said, hey, I just dropped a trolling bomb there to get things going. So my audience member posts this to get them to attack me, which is brilliant. Like I've said, anytime this happens, I see dollar signs. So thank you. Historical Potato wrote, Zane is trying again to stir up trouble and act like we have nothing to talk about as far as the show. Because I wrote on my own Reddit that they don't. No one ever posts on here unless they're talking about me. My guy wrote, I'll be the first to admit Freebeer and Hot Wings have changed over the years, but in a good way. I heard Zane refer to Freebeer's wife as the nose and trashed Freebeer for keeping count of all the times he has sex. Good for Freebeer for getting a woman half his age. And it sounds like he's happy to me. Now, remember, this is my guy who wrote this. None of this comes off as the least bit creepy. Zane is just jealous and bitter. I want to like this guy, but his inability to evolve just makes him seem like yesterday's news. I heard Zane say the other day that he wished he was gay so he could spit a hot load in some guy's face that he didn't like. Did I actually say that in real life? Who actually talks like this? Freebeer and Hot Wings content is not way out in space like the things Zane brings up. Can't wait for a new show when the Zane comes back from vacation. All right. So then, true to form, everybody just starts, oh my God, ripping the shit out of me. And oh, it's just special. There was one that I wanted to get to that said, I am a 16-year-old boy in a senior citizen's body. And I'm like, holy shit, this is great. There it is. Zane's a 16-year-old in a senior citizen body. Even if he was still part of the show would not be as good. The repetitive drops until you cringe to hear it to the childish comments out of left field. He really didn't bring much. I enjoyed the era he was on, but more of that is like the word scrambles and beat ups and stunts, not necessarily Zane himself. Oh, God. So there's that. That goes on. Piano Finger Banger says, I mean, he's not wrong. Tyler says, it sounds like something that would be written in the Big Fraud News Network. Jeremy asks if it was Corey. No, I'll just tell you, it's Patrick. I don't even know why I kept it a secret. Patrick's the one who does it. It's hilarious. I'm so glad. I'm confident no one will even notice that it's him because I doubt anybody from their subreddit is even paying attention to this show at all. Kenny says, I was going to guess Patrick. I'm glad to be a 16-year-old in a senior citizen's body. I think the worst part of that is saying I've got a senior citizen's body. And of course, that entry into their subreddit was the only one that's been followed or observed and commented on. All the rest of them are stupid. And for the love of God, they don't talk about anything that happens on that show. There's never a discussion about, hey, this was a good segment, or, hey, I really like this. No one even commented on the subject, segment about Tommy, which was a good segment. No one does that there. There's 8,500 people that follow them. That was my point. So then I was taking it on the chin there. I was taking it on the chin on the Facebook page. And then this crazy bitch, remember how I posted something the other day and I felt bad about it? And I deleted it. when I made fun of a person's appearance. It was a guy, he said something terrible, and I made a comment about his ugly fat wife, and I posted the picture. And then a couple of people were like, "No, nah, that's too much, EZ." And I said, "You know, God damn it, you're right." And I deleted it. Well, because she didn't have any axe to grind with me. Now, there was actually people in the show that were pissed at me for being such a pussy about it, which I can understand that, too. So I'm like, I got to pick my battles here appropriately. Now, if someone comes at me directly, I think that's where I'm still, it's still fair play. If they come at me directly and say something to me, I can then say something about them. So Amy Jo Dabrowski wrote, "Isn't it exhausting acting like a 12-year-old? Grow up and get over it." And that's part of the whole thing. Easy, you got to get over them. And it's like, I am over them. But do you have any idea how much money and more money I can make and am going to make because of who are these free beers? And because of ripping them a new asshole, and because of tapping into the market of listeners who are a little bit disenfranchised with the bullshit content, that's what I do. It has nothing to do with whether or not I'm over it or not. It has to do with dollars and cents and a good business decision. So shut the fuck up. So this fucking fat bitch writes that shit. So the first thing I wrote was, because she takes a lot of glamour shots of her where she's trying to look hot. And I wrote, quit taking pictures of yourself. You're not that hot. And then I wrote, did you get mauled by a dog? I wrote, you look like you got mauled by a dog. Well, I posted it. And then I went to look to see how much action it was getting. And the post wasn't there. I was like, what happened? So I posted it again. And then Facebook warned me. They said, we deleted this, you asshole. And you've been warned. Any more out of you bullying and harassing, and you're going to get a strike. So I just reworded it. I wrote, Amy Jo Dabrowski, honest question. Did a dog bite your face? Now, this is what I'm talking about. This is fair. She came at me. And so I responded in kind. That's how it goes. Isn't it exhausting acting like a 12-year-old? Grow up, get over it. There you go. There's my comment. There's her. And I was kind of like this area here because she's got the bag under her eyes. And then this is where the dog, the pit bull, got a hold of her face and ripped it off. That's what I'm going with. And to me, that's fun. I like being mean. If someone is going to be mean to me, okay, I am going to respond mean. All right? Now, no one can say to me, Easy, you're so goddamn mean to people. It's like, I am only mean to people who are mean to me. All right? You get what you get. If someone is nice to me, I'm nice back. That's it. It's the golden rule. If I'm sitting here minding my own business, doing my job every single goddamn day, and then someone comes up to me and sticks their fucking finger in my eye, absolutely, I'm going for it. And that's what I did here. And there should be no problem with that. Jeremy says, Carl could leave Stuttering John alone, but why would he? Same with you and FBHW. Tyler says, I'm all about it. Donut Dan or Bob says, I should have left that one post. That was mean. Yeah, I know. But it was about someone. It was like a collateral damage. I don't know. I felt a little weird about that one. Jeremy says, when you write honest question, means you're genuinely concerned. Can't get put in Facebook jail for genuine concern. Yeah, I'm learning. It's been a while since I got any warnings from Facebook, but today was the day. Aram says, this show is what I was hoping the WBBL show was going to be. You mean this show right here? This podcast is what you hoped that the WBBL show was going to be me going after Free Beer and Hot Wings, right? Well, I guess it could have, but honestly, the bosses there would not have let me do that. You got to understand, being that I'm in charge of this ship and can say pretty much whatever I want, whenever I want, for the most part, that if I had behaved that way on the radio, the bosses would not have liked that. Now, I know what's right. I know that if I did that on there, everybody would love it. But that would be frowned upon by the brass. It's another example about how the brass will fuck everything up. You're right. It could have been a great show. Oh, boy. Kenny says, I'd rather have a senior citizen's body like you, EZ, instead of the diabetes commercial guy's body I currently have. Bob says, nah, when someone starts being mean, you got to turn around like a C-130 and hammer them. Isn't that a transport plane or is that a gunship? Well, nevertheless, that's what I did. I feel good about that. Okay. Plenty more to get to on this here podcast. Okay. But as usual, I am going to go potty. All right. That is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.